Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process.
Obviously, the testing needs to get done, but at this point, we've come so far down the road. You know, I think as equally important is to make sure that we have enough masks, gowns, swabs, equipment, you know, not only just ventilators.
Dr. Brian Yeaman, an Oklahoma physician, is flagging the lack of protective gear for healthcare workers as vital as ramping up testing. Given that the virus is asymptomatic for so many, the lack of enough N95 masks by itself means the virus is entering the hospitals through exposed healthcare workers. President Donald Trump faced criticism this weekend for not yet utilizing the Defense Production Act, which would allow him to direct private companies to manufacture enough to support the needs. The administration says it hasn't yet because
the outpouring from the private sector has also been extraordinary. I'm pleased to report that Honeywell, great company, has just announced it will immediately expand its personal protective equipment manufacturing operations.
Tesla, Ford, and GM have offered to help, as they say, if needed. The reality is that retooling to produce ventilators, for example, is a complex and lengthy process. As promised, Senator Elizabeth Warren came out strongly against the Republican coronavirus stimulus bill that Senate Democrats blocked yesterday evening, calling it a, quote, giant slush fund that protects favored corporations, unquote, with no meaningful protections for workers.
We need to aim the work not at the treetops where the corporate executives and big stockholders are, but down at the grassroots. We have had enough of trickle-down economics.
Senator Bernie Sanders, technically still a presidential candidate, agreed.
The Republican bill gives Trump's Treasury Department enormous flexibility to bail out the airlines, to bail out cruise ships, to bail out hotels and the tourism industry, while providing no funding to help the homeless or the most vulnerable people in our country.
At a news conference, Trump was asked if any of his companies would benefit from the proposed stimulus and taxpayer funds. At first, he was defensive.
I built a great company, and people knew that, but I agreed to do things I didn't have to. I still don't have to.
The president said workers should be protected through their companies.
Let's just see what happens, because we have to save some of these great companies. They can be great companies literally in a matter of weeks. We have to save them.
Sanders has shifted his organizing focus to coronavirus response. His campaign reported raising $2 million this weekend for relief through Meals on Wheels, No Kid Hungry, a restaurant workers' relief fund, One Fair Wage Emergency Fund, and the National Domestic Workers Alliance. Georgia's Secretary of State delayed what was supposed to be tomorrow's primary until May 19th, and Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky is the latest member of Congress to test positive for the coronavirus. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bulkey. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.